This is Daylight Magazine coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
They call him Jesus. I have a friend. The angels praise his name. When I was down, he lifted all of my burden. He touched my life. Now I'm not the same.
Oh, Master, may our voices ascend beyond the stars to thee. We thank you with our lives and praise you with the songs we sing. Comfort me. With you I'm not alone. You're everything I'll ever need.
I have a friend who went to Calvary. But I showed up rise again. I have a friend. I have a friend. And the angels praise his name.
The waters may be very deep, but you, it will never swallow. The fires may be red hot 7 times, but your life, it will hallow. There are seasons when all things show you are only lying fellow. All this shall deepen your faith in life matters, not to be shallow. For he will be leading, mending the straight path that's so narrow. But you shall activate the word that cuts through bone and marrow. Great shall be your tremendous blessings and elevation for tomorrow. Yours will be the abundant gains in all things to lead, never to borrow. Your testimony shall cause many to know and Christ to follow. He will definitely fill your heart that was once wanting and hollow. God can. Give him your all. Written by Ebenezer Coy.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollarville.
It is another edition of the Daily Devotional Series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor William Opondankwa, leading us through the third lesson, which is captioned, Global Rebellion and the Patriots. And for our main text, it is from Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Dear friend, the stories that follow the fall take the themes of deception and broken relationships, first seen in Eden, to a deeper level. During this time, the conflict spreads and diversifies over the globe. In the story of Cain and Abel, worship becomes the catalyst for discord and death, a recurring theme throughout history. The story of the flood reveals how rebellion and sin caused the unraveling of everything that God created. Sin not only distorts creation, it destroys it. Abraham's experience is a major encouragement in the conflict, with God demonstrating his willingness to take the consequences of rebellion upon himself. He would become our substitute. Then, in the stories of Jacob and Esau, and Joseph and his brothers, we see the continuing interplay of fractured relationships being the means that Satan uses to destroy families and people groups. Yet, through it all, the faithfulness of God as He sustains and nurtures His harassed children continues. This is such a wonderful God that we have.
We thank God. We are still with our major theme. We are studying the whole quarter, rebellion and redemption. That's what we are still on. Global rebellion and the patriarchs. So we want to know what happened after the fall. What happened to the history of mankind after the fall? We now know man, from what we've been studying, man ate of the forbidden tree, there was this fall. So what followed? And you know, Satan did not just give up. He knew now he has gotten man. So there was still this conflict because God was not ready to let go of mankind. He was thinking about saving us. That's the God we are worshiping. So then this conflict continued. That's the conflict between good and evil continued. It continued over the globe because it became a major issue. And if you look at the story of Cain and Abel, as we'll be looking at in the course of the week, Cain and Abel, we saw that worship became the major theme. When God called Cain and Abel to worship, we saw the two kinds of worship. And this brought about death so early. It became, in a way, a catalyst, which brought about death because Abel saw that his worship was not accepted because his worship was self-made. It was based on him. He did not center his worship on the Maker. God gave him the right procedure. He knew, but he followed what he wanted. And we saw what happened with the aspect of Cain killing his brother. So we saw that with worship, and he's saying God did not accept his worship, and God accepting the worship of his brother, he went in to kill his brother. We saw the first death. We saw how sin continued with our history. And sin continued that it got to a time God said he repented of even creating mankind. So sin continued with God using Noah in warning his children, turn from your sin. Sin continued till God destroyed the world with flood. He destroyed the then world with flood. This is what sin can do. That's the effect of sin. And also with that of Abraham, after God destroying the world with flood and saving that Abraham and his Noah and his family, man also spread again. God called Abraham. And we saw how he asked Abraham to kill a son on the Mount of Moriah, offering him as a burnt offering. This was to be show us what God would do for mankind. That's the substitute. God taking sin upon himself. His only son, God called him, go and kill your son. It was to show what God would do. And it tells us the love of God. God never gives up. He still loves us. He still wants us. So there is this battle. God still wants us. And he wants us back unto himself. So we are still looking at how the story continued and coming in with Jacob, Esau, and Joseph. Looking at how Satan managed to get into the family, bring about division in the family as a means of destruction. That is how Satan is. So we get to know how he worked throughout these ages. So this is what we'll be looking at after the fall. What happened? How sin continued, and our God still trying to win us back unto himself. The struggle that went on. This is what we are looking at. This global rebellion with man, worldwide rebellion against God. And this God faithful patriarchs, how they also lived amidst these difficulties. That's what we are looking at.
We thank God for indeed taking us through the lesson. But then it is very strange and wonderful that despite all these problems that we are facing, Jesus Christ is always around to save us. Looking at what happened in the Garden of Eden, and then continuing with Cain and Abel, we could see that there are no differences in it. It is the same rebellion that we are seeing. And I believe our pastor will help us on how to handle or soften our hearts to endure certain things.
So as we've been looking at what we'll be learning this whole week, we saw that we've looked at even man continuing in sin and God still trying to get in, trying to save us. That's the attitude of God. Man continued. We continued to rebel globally against our Maker. Still, God's love and care was there for us. In our dealing with our families and people, we should become allow God to lead us, because at times people will go against us. We will feel like getting back at these people. But we should look at how God dealt with man and with this great rebellion which continued. And we should soften our hearts, allow God to lead us in our dealing with our relatives.
Indeed, may God soften our hearts. Sometimes, even if it is softened, we have this hardened heart to the extent that nothing says or nothing tells us to stop. But with God on our side, all things are possible. As the story still goes, global rebellion and the patriarchs, God has been so good to us, because looking at what is happening from Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Abraham, Jacob and Esau, Joseph and his brothers, we could see that all these things are happening in our world. But God, with his faithfulness, he always sustains us. May the good Lord have mercy upon us, and may he continue to bless us even now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
I believe our pastor has something to tell us.
So this whole week we'll be learning a lot. We will get to know the faithfulness of our God. He never leaves us. Even amidst this great rebellion, what Satan caused man to do, God was still faithful. He still sought to save mankind. That's the God we are worshiping. Hold on to him. Get back to him. And this God will save you, will bless you.
May the good Lord continue to bless us.
Blessed Jesus.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been
Hello, listener. Welcome to the Moment of Truth. I am your humble servant, Odo Brightexon, from Valley View University, level 400 student. The title of the Word of God I'm going to share with you is caption, A Faithful God. A Faithful God. Let us pray. Father Divine, we thank you this time. We thank you for this privilege to hear from you. We pray that may take absolute control, may be our guide and our leader, in the mighty name Jesus have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. The key text is carefully taken from 1 John chapter 2 from verse number 1 to 5, that my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. The word advocate is a person who speaks in favor or who plays from the World Book Dictionary. Jesus, who is going to judge us, is the same to be our advocate. So Christians must not be afraid and must have hope for the common future. Then how must I know Jesus so that he will become my advocate? Let's ask ourselves this question. Let's see. The 1 John 2, 3 put it this way, that now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. This means if we are able to keep his commandments, it is part of knowing him. The verse 4 says that he who says I know him and does not keep his commandment is a liar and the truth is not in him. The verse 5 says that, but whosoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. That means before one can show or one can prove to people that she or he knows God, you must live according with his status, his commandment. Some of these commandments are found in the book of Exodus chapter 20 verses 3 to 17. And the first one says that you shall have no other gods before me, says the Lord. You shall not make any graven image. The third says you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You know, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Yes. The fourth one says we should remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It means we must make sure on the Sabbath day we worship him as expected and do things accordingly that would not go contrary to the will of the Lord. The fifth one says, honor your father and your mother. Not only your father and your mother, but any elderly person, and even those you are older than. Yes, because you must respect human beings. The sixth says, you shall not murder. We murder, we don't care. The sixth says, we shall not murder. The seventh says, you shall not commit adultery. The eighth says, you shall not steal. The ninth says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The tenth says, you shall not covet. A Christian must regard all these laws. We must not, in our own way, choose those to observe and those not to observe. For the book of James put it this way, James chapter 2, 10 to 12, that for whosoever shall keep the whole law and stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. The verse 11 says, for he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. Verse 12 says, so speak and do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. We have to remember that our God is a faithful God. So as he has urged us in 1 John chapter 2, 3, by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandment. Of course, God is a fearful God. He's faithful to his words. He cared for you, he cared for me. We should assume if there were no laws and were to live here. There are laws, but look at what is going on. Psalm 111 verses 7 and 8 puts it this way, that the works of his hands are verity and justice. All these precepts are sure. The verse 8 puts it this way, that they stand fast forever and ever and are done in the truth and uprightness. Yes. Matthew, to put it this way, Matthew chapter 5, 17 to 8, put it this way, that do you not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophet? I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. The verse 18 says that, for assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one little word will not by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. The grace of the Lord is abundance to you and me, day in, day out, pulling us to draw closer to God. In fact, we should remember in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So this time, I pray that this word that has come to you and I will be our guide and strengthen us to remain faithful to the Lord Almighty. Amen. Father Divine, we thank you this time again. May you take absolute control. Be with us. Amen. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.